Hello and welcome to this short audio service, which has been recorded for Sunday the 13th of June. I hope that you will know God's blessing and that he will be glorified during this short service. Sunday the 13th of June is our Children's Day. So today, whilst I will be leading the service, Colin Tinsley from Hope for Youth Ministries is the main speaker. I would like to thank Colin for pre-recording his message and sending it to me for this audio recording. Let us now pause for a few moments in order to refocus our minds. And to do that, let us read from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 14, we read, "Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" And these words spoken by Jesus remind us that we receive salvation when we have a childlike faith in Christ. In other words, when we take him at his word and trust in him completely. Let us come before Almighty God in prayer now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer. And we, as we do so, Lord, as we approach you in prayer, we acknowledge how much we need to thank you for all that you have done for us. You created us and this beautiful world in which we live. The colours that we see, the different types and shapes and sizes of the plants, insects, animals, birds and fish, are all the work of your hands. And they remind us how awesome you really are. We thank you also for the fact that we are not strangers to you. That even if other people do not notice us, or know us, you never have to wonder who we are. You never forget our names. And you always know what we're thinking. You even know what we will say before the words form upon our lips. We thank you that even though other people may make fun of us or reject us, you never do. But rather you love us with an everlasting and unconditional love. We thank you that your love is proven to us by your Son Jesus Christ, who gave his life as a ransom for sin and rose again from the grave. We thank you that if we place our faith and trust in him and ask for your forgiveness, you promise to forgive us for whatever we have done. Who are we, O Lord, that you are so willing to forgive us when we humbly ask you for your forgiveness? Who are we, O Lord, that you should be so kind and generous towards us, despite how we doubt you and fail you? Heavenly Father, forgive us for our sin, we pray. Forgive us for doubting and disbelieving you. Forgive us for wanting to be saved by you, but not to serve you. Forgive us for how we have dishonored you by what we have said and done, or by what we have failed to say and do. Help us now, Lord, to stop sinning as we do, and to seek first your kingdom and its righteousness. Hear us our prayer, Lord, for it is in our Saviour's name that we pray. Amen. We're now going to hear from God's Word. So if you have your Bibles at hand, can I encourage you to open them at Psalm 23, and we're going to read the whole thing. Psalm 23. This is the Word of God. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we end our reading there at the end of this psalm, and we thank God for this reading from his truth. We're now going to come before God in prayer once again with our prayer of intercession. So let us once again bow before God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Colin and for Joanna Tinsley and for the work that they do through Hope for Youth Ministries. We thank you for how during the COVID-19 restrictions, Colin has been able to adapt his ministry and reach a wider audience with the good news of salvation through faith in Christ. We thank you that in so many schools across this island, Colin's recorded messages are used in assembly, whereby not only the children but also the staff sit under the ministry of your word. We thank you also for how in homes, the length and breadth of our country, your word is proclaimed to children, to young people and adults through Colin's work. We thank you for his drive and enthusiasm to proclaim the good news. We thank you for the gifts you have given him in being able to relate so well to children and young people. We thank you for Joanna and the team of helpers who support him so ably in this work, and for the supporters who support this work financially, enabling him to devote his time to this work and to purchase the resources which he gives out so generously. In our world, where sadness and despair darken the horizons of so many children and young people, we thank you that through this work, they are taught about the hope that only Christ can offer. The hope and reassurance that comes from having a new identity as a child of God, along with a new meaning and purpose in life that is independent of and therefore is not dependent upon our circumstances. Bless Colin and Joanna, we pray. Enable them to continue reaching the lost with your good news and building up those who already trust in Christ. We pray too, Lord, for our Sunday school teachers and children church leaders. We thank you, Lord, for them each one and for their willingness to be involved in the work of your kingdom in this way. Bless them, we pray. We ask, O Lord, that come September when Sunday school normally recommences, that the restrictions will have eased sufficiently to allow Sunday school to once again resume. Finally, O Lord, we pray for all our children and young people. We thank you for them each one and ask that over the summer months you'd keep them safe and enable them to relax and have fun. May they be mindful of your presence always. And may you, those who have yet to take that step of faith, by putting their faith in Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, do so. Hear this our prayer, O Lord, for it is in Christ's, our Saviour's name, that we pray. Amen. You're now going to hear from our guest speaker, Colin Tinsley. When he's finished, I will close with the benediction.
G'day boys and girls, it's Colin here, Colin Tinsley. You might have seen me on YouTube. And we're going to speak on Psalm 23. And some of the old Hebrew words, the original words, we're going to break it right down. And it might even be a surprise for you, hidden in Psalm 23. It's like an anchor. It gives you so much hope whenever you trust in the lovely Lord Jesus. So Psalm 23 is about a shepherd called David. David's a shepherd looking after his sheep. And as he's sitting under a tree, walking with his sheep, what does he say to make it so, so special? We're going to break it right down. There are at least 11 names for God, right embedded within the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So what are these words? Jehovah, whenever we say the word Jehovah, we're thinking of the name of God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, and Jehovah said, can you? But there's more than that. So here's Psalm 23, written down for boys and girls. This was something we came across, was given to me, and the Lord is my shepherd. So it'll say Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd, and what does that mean, etc. So that's the first one. We're going to go right down in the Word of God, the Bible. There are just six verses in Psalm 23, and we're going to find where God is in the shepherd's psalm. So imagine a field with the sheep, and there's a shepherd under the tree. There's a sheep eating the grass. What does this say? The first one, the Lord is my shepherd, or Jehovah Ra. Whenever you think of a wee sheep, all alone in the field, his best friend becomes a shepherd. Because the little lamb, the little sheep, knows the shepherd loves him, cares for him, protects him, feeds him, all those things. And this is a picture of you, a picture of me. I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, so I not only know the shepherd, but I know he cares for me, he loves me. And for me, as a sheep, Jesus then is my shepherd. He's a good shepherd, the great shepherd, the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. Nowadays, a shepherd would not die to give a sheep life, but Jesus did die to give us life. So the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd tonight? It's easy to say these words. It's easy to imagine these stories. But can you honestly say in your heart, the Lord is my shepherd? Jehovah Ra. That's the first one then. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. And what a lovely way David, the psalmist, was able to start. The Lord, my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Or I am a Christian. That's what he's able. I'm a child of God. The second one then is Jehovah Jireh, or my provider. I love this here. This is when the Lord feeds, the Lord looks after his people. And whenever you get a gift, whenever you get food given to you, provided for you, whether it's a good day, nice food, whatever, you can say in your heart, God has provided. Jehovah Jireh. It's a lovely one. God is my provider. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. And we should never take food for granted, life for granted, air for granted, water for granted. The shepherd was able to say, not only is the Lord my provider, not only does God provide, but he said, I shall not be in want. Sometimes we can all have a disease, and give me disease, give me this, give me that, give me the other, and never be satisfied. But the shepherd said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, when I have got God as my shepherd, as my savior, there's nothing else in this world I need, or I want, or even desire. Because when I've got the Lord Jesus Christ, I've got everything. And it's always good to acknowledge God in everything you get in life. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. The next one is Jehovah Shalom, or the Lord our peace. Do you know, boys and girls, lots of people don't have peace today. Their lives are in turmoil, so much trouble, so much pain, anxiety, all these things. And it's a lovely thing when you've got God in your heart. He gives you something that we can't sometimes explain, sometimes comprehend, because it's called peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Jehovah Shalom. Are the God, the Lord, my peace. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still or the quiet waters. Imagine a wee sheep in a field, lovely green grass, lovely fresh water. The wee sheep's got everything it needs for life and for living. And also knows the shepherd is right there, watching over it, protecting it, looking after it. So Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace. I love this one here, God our healer, Jehovah Rapha, or Rapha, God my healer. Sometimes we're a lot of pain, a lot of turmoil, a lot of trouble, and sometimes our hearts can be broken due to a family situation or whatever, and God is the wonderful healer. He's a great physician, the Bible talks about. A doctor, a nurse can do so much for your human body, but God is a great healer of healing broken hearts. So here it is, the Lord is my healer. He restores my soul, Jehovah Rophe. So boys and girls, whatever we think about this here, David had people running after him, trying to kill him, pursue him, destroy him, affect him, hurt him, whatever, bully him, whatever. And when he's sitting there with his little sheep, as a shepherd, looking after them, caring for them, and lots of turmoil going on in his life, as he thinks about the shepherd, as he thinks about God, he says, "He restoreth my soul." And sometimes God loves it when we just quieten down, think about him, and then he just quietly restores our soul and gives us so much peace in our hearts. Jehovah Tsidkenu, I love this one, another name of God, or it means my righteousness. Our God is always right. God is never wrong, because to do wrong can be sin, and God cannot sin. It's impossible for God to sin. Jehovah Tsidkenu, or it means righteousness, the Lord of righteousness. He guides, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Or in a simple way, whenever we think of Jehovah Tsidkenu, or the Lord of righteousness, in other words, God is the right, he's the Lord of justice, he likes correctness, he likes things done orderly, decently, correctly. There's no scamming or scheming with God. There's no falsehood with God. There's no deceit with God. So anything that's wrong is opposite to God. God loves it when it's pure, when it's right, when it's righteous. And he says, the Lord, my righteous, the path of righteousness, following God. It's a lovely one to think about. Jehovah Tsidkenu, God is always right. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Do you know so many people live in fear? The Bible talks about fear not, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Sometimes children can be afraid at night time. I say if you're afraid at night time, the best thing to do is put the light on, because light eliminates, takes away the darkness. And that's why Jesus is the light of the world. Eliminates darkness, eliminates sin, because he can take it all away. Because what he done on the cross accomplishes that. And it's just absolutely wonderful. The Lord is right there. So whenever you're afraid, the wonderful thing about being a child of God, being a Christian, is having the absolute assurance that God is always with me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So many people live in fear. Natural surroundings, family problems, some people die, for example. So much fear, uncertainty, and the Lord comes in and he's just presents himself, fills the atmosphere with his presence, and the presence of God is the most beautiful, wonderful thing. And God is present everywhere at the same time. Such a wonderful, awesome God we serve. Jehovah Ezer, or the Lord is my helper. So then can we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can people do to me? Sometimes we're afraid what some people might say, what some people might do. But remember the words of the shepherd, Jehovah Ezer, or the Lord is my helper. Look here, the Lord my help. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Here we have the protection of God. The sheep, we sheep, doesn't need to be afraid, because the shepherd is there looking after the lambs from the bears, the lions, the tigers, the thieves, the weather, whatever it is. The shepherd is there to protect the sheep. That's what the Lord Jesus does with us. He protects us. He cares for us. He promises never to leave us. Jehovah Ezer, the Lord my help. Or the Lord my helper. Jehovah Nissi, God our banner. What a lovely thought. His banner over me is love. Whenever you fly your flag, it's a sign I belong to Jesus. I'm a Christian. I stand for God. I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. I love being a Christian. And God is my banner. What a lovely thought. Whenever we think the Lord is my standard bearer, he's a standard of victory. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Whenever the enemy comes, they need to know you belong to Jesus. and they're going to attack you with their words, with their mocking, with making fun of you, whatever it is. But you must stand strong, stand firm, and stand up for Jesus all the time. The Lord is my banner, and he promises always to be with his people. What a lovely thought. Jehovah Makedesh here, the Lord makes me holy, we could say. I am the Lord, he sanctifies you. The word for this is sanctification, which means dying unto sin. Jehovah Makedesh, we could call this one here. And if we look at it a little bit closer, Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord of my holiness, or my sanctification. A sign of a Christian is they will die unto sin. They will never be sinless, but they will sin less and less and less. Because the less you sin, the more you love God. And the more you sin, the further you'll go away from God. It works together. And you anoint my head with oil. Oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Coming within the believer, within the Christian, within the child of God. And he cleanses you. He makes you pure. And he loves holiness. So it's all about sanctification. Jehovah in Kedesh. It's a work in progress. Every single day. When you do something wrong, you sin, you let God down, tell him you're sorry, and start, keep going on for God as best you can. Jehovah manna. I love the word manna. It talks about bread. It talks about food. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If you take my bread, you'll never hunger, he talks about. And here it says, my cup overflows. So much food. In other words, whenever you think physically, so much food, you can keep eating, so much drinking, you keep drinking, your cup's overflowing. And that's like God. He just doesn't give you a little bit of himself. He gives you all of himself, overflowing with the love of God, with the thoughts of God. And it's just wonderful to be saturated with the great and the wonderful shepherd. What a picture of God's love whenever you think of the shepherd and the sheep and Christ and his people. Jehovah manna, my cup overflows. And then how to say Jehovah Chilik, or Chilik, a little bit difficult to say, to think about, but really what it means is the Lord, my inheritance. Jehovah Chilik, surely goodness and mercy or love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My inheritance, just like you have your home, you feel safe and secure in your home. The psalmist says, out of everything in the world, where I love to be is in the house of God, and I will dwell there forever. The house of God represents a place where we come to worship God and pray to God and praise the name of God. And it's a place you continually want to be built up, to be strengthened, to make friends with other Christian people and to fellowship. Mercy and love and goodness all the days of my life, not just today. Forever, he must say, my inheritance with God is forever. And every day of my life, I want to get as close to this shepherd as I possibly can be. Just like a wee lamb comes right up to the shepherd, that's what God wants us to do. Get close to him, fall in love with him. If you're not a Christian, put your trust in him. Ask him to forgive you, to wash away, to rescue you, to save you from all your sin, and start your journey with God. What a lovely picture. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd said, I shall not want. A lovely picture summarizing Psalm 23. There's the wee lamb looking for the shepherd. And the shepherd says to the wee lamb, stay close to me. On all of this, I will do for you. You wander away. You're going to get lost. You're going to get hurt. You're going to have problems. But you need to stay close to the shepherd, and I will watch over you. And that's what God says. Follow me all the days of your life. Stay close. I'll watch over you. I'll protect you. I love you with unconditional love. What a picture of the lovely shepherd and Psalm 23 whenever we think of the names of God. I trust that has helped you. It's blessed you. And it'll help your journey with God go from strength to strength.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all forevermore. Amen.